I want particularly to express our gratitude to Rav Soloveitchik for so graciously agreeing to come back and deliver the second half of the lecture he did not have a chance to fully conclude this past March. At that time, as you know, Rav Soloveitchik's lecture elicited a great deal of interest and discussion, and we look forward to an equally stimulating and challenging presentation this evening. In the past three Toro Mada public lectures, it has been our practice to invite a distinguished member of the Yeshiva University community to introduce our guest speaker. This evening we have the privilege of hearing from Dr. Israel Miller, internationally renowned rabbi, educator, communal leader, and senior vice president of Yeshiva. It is my pleasure to present Dr. Israel Miller.
Thank you very much. Our Torah Mada lecture series tonight takes on added significance, as we have already heard, because it marks the return to this platform of a beloved, revered, and respected Rosh Yeshiva who instructed and inspired all of us last year in this auditorium with his learned and insightful address. He was the Sinai Sulam who made the connection between Shamayim and Eretz, between Torah and Mada, who portrayed the meaningful Hashkafa, which is the pattern of our Beis Elohim. I did not have the honor of presenting him last year on this occasion, and I thank Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Schachter for having invited me to have this privilege tonight. I did present the Rosh Yeshiva, however, last year at the Tshuva Kinos, his first public shiur at our yeshiva, when I cited the welcoming headline on page 1, column 1 of the commentator, which read in three words, Rav Aharon returns. It is perhaps more apt as a headline tonight, for Rav Aharon returns to this auditorium to give an halachic analysis of the practical implementation of the Torah Mada goal of Yeshiva University. We are most happy that he has returned to our Beis Medrash, in which he studied, in which he learned. The Beis, which has so many memories for him and for his distinguished family and for us, that as with Yaakov Avinu, he returned to the place of his youthful dreams. As we will read this Shabbos, Vayomer Elokim al Yaakov, Kum Alei Beisel Vishev Shav. He has returned to Beisel, not merely as a visiting lecturer, but Vishev Shav, to remain with us, to help us emphasize the Shev, the Yeshiva of Yeshiva University. Yesh li hakavod hagadol lahatzig lifneichem Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, the Rav Aharon Soloveitchik.
Miller has mentioned, The topic of this lecture is the practical implementation of the Torah goal of Yeshiva University, Halachic Analysis. I have here the outline that is together, it was distributed to the students together with the Maralik Emes, but for the benefit of those who do not have a copy of the Maralik Emes, I'm going to read the outline. In the lecture last year, I developed the thought that the Torah Umada pursuit can be approached from five different perspectives. Perspective number one, as a medium towards love of God. Perspective number two, as a medium towards Yeshiva Ilam, or Yishuv Hamdina, as the Mechilte at the end of Parsha Bei calls it, or upbuilding of the world. Perspective number three, as a medium towards self-upbuilding or self-fulfillment. And in last year's lecture I mentioned what David Anogi, the grandson of the Rambam, in his Pirush and Pirkei Avos and the Mishneh, Tiftiro in the Acheretz. So he says, the Acheretz means anything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world and anything that is conducive towards self-fulfillment. Perspective number four, as an aid to Torah. And I mentioned last year's lecture, the tshuva of the Rambam to Rabbi Yonos and Hakein, where the Rambam says that the reason as to why he spent so much time in learning philosophy and science and mathematics and all the chokhmes ho'elom was because mirakoches u'tabroches u'le'efes la'teo. In other words, the Rambam said he himself devoted so much time to the study of worldly wisdom because as an aid to Torah. And then he also says, so that's perspective number four. And then the Rambam says, "Ukidei leharis esoamim veasorim esyofyo." This is perspective number five. In order to point out to the nations of the world the beauty of our Torah. And I said that today, unfortunately, it is necessary for Jews, especially the Torah, to study the science and all the branches of worldly wisdom, humanities, everything, in order to show to our Jewish brothers the Yofyo. And sometimes, as the Sifra Hasidim says, and the Sifra Hasidim wrote it in the 12th century, Minag ha'yudim afilo ha'yisa tevim shebohem ki minag ha'goyim shebiseichom ha'yeshu. So this Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid wrote that in the 12th century. What should we say? So, unfortunately today, when there is so much hostile criticism against the Torah, so then we, so Jews too, and we ourselves, I'm including myself, sometimes fall prey to these criticisms, and we have to be mechazik ourselves and to show the yofyo of the Torah to ourselves and to our Jewish brethren and to our own Torah. And I noticed, and I'm not criticizing Chas v'Shalom, I'm saying that lishvach, that many students in this yeshiva are a little confused about Torah Mada. Anyone who reads the commentator can see that they are confused. But I'm not saying it as criticism. After all, the Rambam in the Hakdomeh of Tumirim Vruchim, the guide for the perplexed, the guide for those who are confused. So it's addressed to his Talmud, Rabbi Yosef ibn Aklin. And Rabbi Yosef ibn Aklin was one of the Bnei Yisrael in the 12th century. So he was a great man, he's a great Lamdan, and he was a great philosopher in his own merit. And the Rambam says that he wrote the Mirim Yuchim primarily for him. That means that the Rambam considered Rabbi Yisrael Martin as a Nobuch. So one does not have to be ashamed of this appellation Nobuch. But the question is how one copes with his confusion, with his questions, his problems. If a person has questions, he's Nobuch, and then he draws heretical conclusions, so that's, of course, the greatest lie. But if a person has questions, but he believes the Milish Lamech, that everything that the Torah says is true, everything that the Gemara says is true, but he cannot understand it because certain things mentioned in the Torah appear to be inconsistent with science, that kind of a Nobuch. And he's looking for answers, that kind of a Nobuch is not Ignai, that kind of a Nobuch is a Shvach. That's the Nobuch that Rabbi Yosef Ibn Akhlin was. So I mention it, you can see from the commentator, that students here, many students here, are Nobuch. Those that write articles in the commentator, and those who don't write might be just as much Nobuch, except that they don't write. So it is very important to consider the importance of following up a Torah or Mada program from the point of view of Lahari Soamim V'Asorim Es Yop Yop. And today it's not the Amim V'Asorim of the Umis Eilom, but Lahari to ourselves Es Yop Yop the Torah. Now, this is, I am just repeating the thought that I developed in last year's lecture. This lecture is going to be Hemshach, a continuum of last year's lecture. Now, and in order that it should be easy to follow in an organized manner, I want to mention the three parts that I intend to discuss. Now, Rabbi Shachter, you forgive me, but how much time am I given? Know the truth? Don't feel inhibited. Maximum, not minimum. I want to know the maximum.
It's okay, you would not answer that question.
No. You have to answer.
As much time as much as you want.
No, that's not a real answer. Now it's 20 after 8. So if I finish by 10:45, it's all right? And you tell me. Okay. So in other words, I'm given the time. It's about 2.5 hours. More or less. So if at 10:45 I'm not finished with discussing the three parts that I intend to discuss, so then I'll just finish anyway, and I'll leave the rest for a third lecture, if I'm invited. Now, I intend to discuss three parts. Part number one, the matching of each one of the five respective approaches to the unique peculiarities of the individual in terms of background, talents, inclinations, and interests. It goes without saying that if there are five different approaches in pursuing Torah or Mada program, it does not mean that every Jew is obligated to follow up a Torah or Mada program from each one of the five aspects. That isn't reasonable. Because inasmuch as there are five perspectives, so each Jew has to decide from what perspective should he follow up a Torah or Mada program. someone whose inclination is to become a great Pesek, a Rof, Terosei, and Nosei, someone whose inclination is to become a great chemist, or to become a diplomat. So he couldn't say that someone who intends to be a big businessman, and Reb Chaim Brisker, all of them have to follow up a Torah model program from all the five of his perspectives. As a matter of fact, some of the students here asked me between us, and I appreciated that question. Do you mean, Rabbi, that Reb Chaim Brisker was mevatel certain mitzvahs because he didn't study? He was mevatel the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, the Aftes Hashem Elokecha, because he didn't study science, he didn't study Mado. In other words, what he meant, do you mean that Reb Chaim Brisker should have registered himself in university? In Brisker, he didn't have a university, but he should have studied Mado. Of course, that would be ridiculous. But since some students ask me that question, so then I have to deserve an answer. Now the Rambam does say, in Perek Beis, Mehilches, Perek Beis, Mihilches Yisrei Ator, Halacha Aleph, Hokeil Hanirbot Vaneiro Mitzvah Le'avo Liro Yisei, Shenema Le'aftez Hashem Lekecho, Vinema Rasa Vishem Lekecho Tiro. And then in Halacha Beis he says, Ve'ichi Aderech La'avosei Ve'yerosei, Bishor She'izbein Odom, Bima'aso V'bruah V'amefloim Hagdeli, Ve'yirenhen Chochmosei, שאין לו ערך ולקץ, מיד אוהב ומשבח ומפואר ומסווה, תעבדי לו לידע השם הגודל. כמו שאומר דובי, צומו נפשו לקים לקיל חי, וכשנחשו בדבורים אלו עצמון, מיד הוא נהיות על האחירוב, ויפחת ויודע שהוא פרי אוקטנו שאלה אפילו, ונדס בידס קלו מיעוטו לפני תמין די. כמו שאומר דובי, כי ארש עמכו מעשי את ביסכו, מוען איש כסיסקרנו. ופי הדבורים האלו אני מבואי כלולים דיילי, ממעשי ריבין הילומים, כדי שיהיו פסח ומיידים לאירס השם, כמו שאומרו חכומים בעין אבו, שמתחכך התומה כי ארס מי שאומר והוא יאיר. של רמם דוסי, that one is מחויף to study nature, in order, as a means, תוף אבס השם, so how about all these daily? Who didn't study nature, my father, Reb Chaim, my grandfather, Rebbe Lepruzhiner, the Bisalevi, the Nitziv, Reb Chaim Alozhiner, they didn't study nature. So they are mevatel the mitzvah of after Shem Lekecho, and the Shem Lekecho Tiro, it's inconceivable. That would be the most ridiculous thought that one could conceive. The answer is, as I pointed out in last year's lecture, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he mentions the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, so he says, mitzvah gimel shetzivonu ba'avosei nisale, vizeh shenachshei v'nizbeinim b'mitzvei sof u'mamoro u'pulei sof ad shenasigeyo, v'nene ba'asoga asoi da'asogosei b'tachlis hanoye. So the Rambam emphasizes the mitzvah. So first he emphasizes the study of the Torah. Then at the end he says also upolaisov. Now the question arose, I discussed it in last year's lecture, how is it that the Rambam in Sefer HaTorah doesn't mention nachshiv v'nizbeinim mitzvah of u'mamorov? He just says He just says, "Veichi aderech la'avosi v'yirosi v'yishor she'yizdeinu me'odom v'imayisom v'bruo v'anikvoi." So Rav Kapach says that that this Rambam is in stira with the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. But as I said in last year's lecture, there is no stira, because when the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisaydei HaTeiro Bishor Sheyizdein Odom B'Maaso V'Bruo V'Anefoi, why does the Rambam have to repeat Maaso and Bruo? What's the purpose of this repetition? The answer is Masov has reference to the Torah, because the Radak says that the Amichtof Maisi Alekim Umaisi Adishem Leroan the Poshik Mishaye, so that has reference to the Torah, not to nature, because the Amichtof Maisi Alekim Chorus HaLuchet, so the Torah is Maisi Alekim. The whole Torah is Mirumes in the Aseres HaDibres. So when the Rambam says, Bishor Sheyizdein Odom B'Maasov, Maasov means Torah. And then he mentions Bruo V'Anefoi. So there is complete consistency and harmony between what the Rambam says in Nesi HaTorah and what the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos mentions the Sefri, V'Heichi Aderech La'avei. The Sefri raises the question, and the Sefri gives the Teretz, Kach lema v'hoyu ha-dvorim ma'il al lavecho, shemitech kach atomachir es nishom ha-voyim. So the main, the primary medium towards Avos Hashem is the story of the Torah. Not science, not nature, but nature is also a medium towards Avos Hashem. If it goes hand in hand with Torah, but if the study of nature does not go hand in hand with Torah, then it's not a medium to Avos Hashem. Alright, Einstein was probably the greatest scientist in the last generation. Einstein happened to be an ethical person, but Avos Hashem, no one can say that Einstein attained the madrege of Avos Hashem. Alright, at least Einstein was a fine person, but how about Planck, who was the second greatest scientist in the last generation? He won the Nobel Prize together with Einstein because of the quantum theory. He was a Nazi. He was a Nazi. So we see that the study of nature by itself, the study of science, detached from Torah, is not conducive to Avos Hashem. On the contrary, if one studies nature and it doesn't go hand in hand with the Mune, then the study of science might be conducive to arrogance. Einstein was not arrogant, because Einstein happened to be an ethical person, and Einstein would have been an ethical person even if he had been a shoemaker. He just happened to be an ethical person. But Planck was a great scientist, and he was a Nazi. So the primary source for Avos Hashem is involvement in Torah. So Memele, no kasha. I didn't mean to imply Chassid Sholem that my father, Reb Chaim, Rebbe Leprishener, and all my ancestors, the Vishalevi, the Nitziv, Reb Chaim Aloshener, so they are only battle the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. They were involved in Torah learning, and they didn't have to resort to the study of nature as a source for Avos Hashem. But those who are not involved in the study of Torah, they can also attain some degree of Avos Hashem through involvement in the study of nature. So that means that vis-a-vis the Gdei Yisrael, who are completely steeped in the study of Torah, so they were not mechuyev to follow up a Torah Mother program from the perspective of Avos Hashem. because they could attain Avas Hashem through the study of Torah. And you see that the Rambam, in his letter to Rabbi Nisnakian, the same Rambam who writes in Sidi Atero that one is mechuyef to study nature as a medium towards Avas Hashem. So to Rabbi Nisnakian, he writes that the reason as to why he was so involved in the study of philosophy and in the study of science is two reasons. Number one, that means as an aid to Torah. And the other reason, the question arises, why doesn't the Rambam say he was involved in the study of philosophy and science as a medium towards Avas Hashem? No, the Rambam didn't have to study philosophy and science as a medium towards Avas Hashem. He has to study Aristotle and Plato in order to attain Avas Hashem. It's so ridiculous. He was steeped in the Torah, but he had to study. The Rambam had to study philosophy and science as Lahari Sa'amim Besasor and Asiyafyo, and also Lirakoche Shutabos. So, this means that while there are five perspectives for the pursuit of Torah and Madoch, but it doesn't mean that everyone is to pursue Torah and Madoch program from all the five perspectives, and one has to match himself with one of the five perspectives. Each one has to determine why should he, with his peculiarities, his talents, his inclinations, and his background, why should he be involved in Torah Madhapur? Now, I'm not going to tell anybody what perspective to adopt, but everyone should determine for himself. Now, last year's lecture, I mentioned that before the lecture, I received from anonymous people copies of Rabbi Albert's tshuva to Rav Schwab in connection with going to university. And there, Rabbi Albert mentions that you heard from Rav Chaim Leizer a story that Rav Chaim was known to be such a big maker in the Pikuach Nefesh. So during the First World War, so certain youngsters asked him, they expect to be mobilized in the Tsarist army, but they have a way they can accept a job here in the United States during the Second World War. We call it a defense job. So in Tsarist Russia they had something like a defense job. I don't know what the nature of the defense job in Tsarist Russia. I mean, it's a big puzzle, but anyway, they had something like that. So, easy allowed, but if he accepts a job, a defense job, so then they have to work on Shabbos. So Rav Chaim Kasky, Pikuach Nefesh, is Deicha Shabbos. Then someone came to him and asked him a shaila. He said that he expects to be mobilized in the Tsarist army, and then there is a good possibility he'll get killed. But if he registers himself in a university, so then he'll be exempt. So Rav Chaim Paskind, no, he cannot. Why not? Because in Israfim, that's the story that Rabbi Albert mentions. He heard it from Rav Chaim Leizer. And Rav Chaim Leizer heard it. Rav Chaim Leizer didn't tell him from whom he heard it. So the question is, so if you're anonymous people who think that they know who follows up the Briska Derech and the Briska approach and who doesn't, so they sent me in this copy. Sent me, I have received maybe five copies of the Birka Kashmir Tshuva. I know the children. I knew the children before they were born. But they sent me in. And then a few people even called me up without mentioning the name. How come? I mean, don't I follow the shite of my grandfather, I didn't answer him. And I didn't want to mention an answer on that question last year's lecture, because it would appear that I'm answering because in order to vindicate myself before these people. So I didn't want to give an answer. But fortunately, before this lecture, I didn't receive a single call. And not one telephone call. No Musa. So, because of that, I think that the students who asked me the same question, I got the same question, how about the real question? Well, I mean, what do I say that? So I think they deserve an answer. Because that question, they are Navuch. Navuch in a good way. So they deserve an answer. Those who tell me Musar and they send me anonymous letters and who make anonymous calls, so they are not novel. They're not novel. It's not novel. I mean, if they are confused, so they should try to straighten out themselves, not to straighten out me. But these students who really are confused, they don't understand. On one hand, they feel that I follow up the shita of Brisk. On the other hand, I speak in positive terms about Torah and Mado and Rav Chaim seemingly. I mean, was so opposed to Torah and Mado that it's in the old or the other. So, they deserve an answer. So, I'll give you an answer on this question. Now, the story that Rabbi Ober mentions in Shuvat HaRashvat, of course, it goes without saying, it's true. You don't have to be Jewish, cross-examine Rabbi Ober. And Rabbi, even though it's Eid, but such Eid of daily Israel does not have to be investigated. So that story is true. As a matter of fact, a certain Rav once asked my father, when the tshuva just appeared for the first time, so he said, does my father know of this story? So my father said, he doesn't know, but it could be true, as fast found out. That's what my father said. So if Rabbi Ober heard it from Rabbi Chaim Ezer, so it's true, even though Rabbi Chaim Ezer didn't hear it from Rabbi Chaim, but Rabbi Chaim Ezer wouldn't have mentioned it if he had heard it from Echad Nashuk. So that story is true. But then, I know, and I heard another story. I had in Warsaw a cousin. His name was Dr. Aaron Soloveitchik. He had the same name as I, but I am named after my maternal great-grandfather, Rabbi Prushina's father, and he was named after his ancestor, so it's not the same origin. But he was considered not only the greatest surgeon in Poland, but doctors in Berlin told my brother, the Rav, Rabbi Shabea, that Dr. Soloveitchik is the greatest surgeon in all of Europe. In those days, they had great surgeons in Berlin and in Vienna. So they said, doctors told my brother that Dr. Soloveitchik is the greatest surgeon and the greatest surgeon in Vienna and Berlin. He had his own hospital. And when the Nazis occupied Warsaw, so then the Nazis came to the hospital and they presented him, this is a historical fact, a certain document, and he was asked to sign it. And what did the document purport to say? That he requests that his hospital should be converted into a prostitution house. So he said, I'm not going to sign it. So the Nazis said to him, do you know what will happen to you? So he says, I know, but you cannot force me to sign it. So they tortured him and they killed him, but he didn't sign it. That was Dr. Soloveitchik. Now Dr. Soloveitchik, even though he studied medicine, you know, in those years, he studied medicine 100 years ago, or maybe more than 100 years ago. Because when I saw him as a little child of 8, he was an old man already. He was 7 years old. So he probably studied medicine, and I don't know in which university. In which, not in Poland, but in some other university, Germany maybe in Italy. So he was a Shina Mitzvah, the way living a Miller. Not only was he Shina Mitzvah, Dr. Soloveitchik, I'm sure there are people here in this audience who came from Warsaw, from Poland, they probably heard of Dr. Soloveitchik. So he had such a money in Gdeli and in Sadiqi. I remember a story that was told to my mother by a certain woman whose mother came to Dr. Soloveitchik, and Dr. Soloveitchik told her that she has to be operated, stomach operation. Dr. Soloveitchik, 80 years ago, operated ulcer operations, 80 years ago. He's one of the few in Europe who performed such operations. So he said that he'll operate upon her. Then her husband, who was a Ger Hasid, and at that time the Sfasemis was living. So her husband said he wasn't there at the Sfasemis, and he told the Sfasemis that the doctor might suggest an operation. So the Sfasemis said, Kinshim Aparatim. So when Dr. Soloveitchik heard that, he says, the Sfasemis had gesorgt, dass er nicht operiert. So that shows what kind of a person Dr. Soloveitchik was. And Dr. Soloveitchik, I heard the story from Dr. Soloveitchik. When he decided to study medicine, because he was very smart and he had a special talent in science, so he went to the prime. And he asked the Prime, should he go to university and study medicine or not? So the Prime said, yes, you go to university. You will be able to be matron and foshes. So we had a stira, snake subim amakfishim zeze. So on one hand, we have this story, and the Bir Kashmir mentions what the Prime Ezer told him. That's true. And the other story, Dr. Soloveitchik said, no, for two. So how can we reconcile the two stories, which are true? So, Shneik Subim HaMakrishim Zezeh, Achiyobi HaKosuk HaShlishi V'Yachir Bnei'em. I'm only using it as a mitzvah. I don't mean it's mamish the same way. So we have to look for the Kosuk HaShlishi, or to put it in modern terms, you know, Hegelian dialectics, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. So we have the thesis, the story that is mentioned by the Bir Kashmir that you heard from Reb Chaim Ezer, in the name of Reb Chaim, there's the thesis. And then the story that I heard, which is also true. So from Dr. Soloveitchik himself is the antithesis. So we have to look for the synthesis. And Agaduche, I want to mention that this dialectic philosophy that is attributed to Hegel, and that's also true, but there was someone before Hegel who propounded the same philosophy, and that was the Maral Mitrok. The Maral Mitrok. Now, masculine years ago, and certainly today, are disposed to assume that whenever one of the daily Israel says something that the Chachmi Rumi said, so you borrowed it from him. And that everybody says in every Jewish history book, you see it, everybody. I haven't seen a Jewish history book. I'm talking about the new Jewish history books. Who wouldn't say it? That the Rambam's emphasis on Yudah Beinis, the golden mean, he adapted it from Aristotle. But the Rambam mentions the Gemara שאם כן ויז מלחס דייס שמה יין האודם הוי לעצינו הטיילו והכובד מויצין את האודם מן אילום אפס לסד האחרי המלא בגרזו מתכחיתי יאומרו חכמים ומה נוזיה קורו איזה חייתי שנמה וחיפרה על נפשי השחוטו וכי באיזה נפש שחוטו אלא שציר עצמי היין אם נוזי רוחייתי מי שמצייר עצמי כל דובו ודובו על אחס כמו וכמו so he mentions death as the mocker for the Darabin that he should be so it's not Aristotle the Rambam himself it. So first of all some of these scholars never knew that Rambam we only know the first halacha in Hilchos Deos and Mishnei Apokim, but that Rambam the younger. And then even the Yehudim still say he adopted it from Aristotle. But here no one could say that the Maral Mikvok adopted it from Hegel, because the Maral Mikvok lived 200 years before Hegel. And the Maral Mikvok says that everything in the world is based upon the principle of Dovah V'Yipuch. The same for us. So in other words, I'm applying the Hegelian or the Maral Mikvok's dialectics. So we have a thesis. The story mentioned by the Birkei Shmuel in the name of Rav Chaim Ezer, in the name of Rav Chaim, which is true. And the story I heard from Dr. Soloveitchik, which is equally true. So we have a thesis and antithesis. So we have to find the synthesis. I know the synthesis. I heard from Rabbi Yisroel Chmelnitzky. He lived in Warsaw. And he was, we called him Rabbi Yisroel Mashgiach. Why did everybody call him Rabbi Yisroel Mashgiach? Because when I knew him as a child of 6, 7, 8, so he was over 80. But in the days of the Beis Halevi, he was the Mashgiach of the Briska Talmud Torah. And no one should think the Briska Talmud Torah is like a Hebrew school in the United States. The Briska Talmud Torah trained great Lamedim, but it was called Talmud Torah because the age of the Talmudim in that Talmud Torah was 18, 17, 18. So it was called Talmud Torah. But it was quite a big yeshiva. So the Beis Halevi appointed him as the Mashgiach. As he is called Rabbi Yisroel Mashgiach. So Rabbi Yisroel Mashgiach mentioned his story, and as a child I loved to listen to his stories. So he said that during the First World War, so there were a number of Jewish youngsters who had been trying to abandon Yiddishkeit, but they couldn't. They couldn't, you know, break up, you know, the relationship with the parents. And there was one youngster who wanted, you know, to abandon Yiddishkeit, but he couldn't do it because he didn't want to arouse the conflict in the family, in the father and the mother. And then he wanted to go to the university with the pretense he's doing it in order to avoid being mobilized. And he came to Reb Chaim and he asked Reb Chaim, should he go to the university? Reb Chaim said, no. So that's probably the story that Reb Chaim is heard. So he doesn't mean, you hear, you see, it should be. Reb Chaim was opposed to college. It's Yehoid Mayaber in respect to college. First of all, Reb Chaim didn't say such a thing, Yehoid Mayaber. He didn't say such a thing. So, but you have to know the context in which, of course, whatever Reb Reda mentions is emes, lamite. But you have to know under what circumstances, the context. So that is the synthesis. That's my terrace. That's the synthesis to the thesis and antithesis kash. Now, I know there are rabbinim today who say you're not allowed to go to college unless you need it for panos. dear fellow, I really don't know why should, under the present circumstances, when one can become a millionaire in business, and by studying science, she will not become a millionaire. How many great real scientists are millionaires? They have some science, but they are mediocre scientists. The real scientists are not millionaires. A scientist who didn't discover anything and didn't make out any contribution to science in the world, but they made an invention and then they took out a patent, so they became millionaires, but they are not the great scientists. So, by the point of view of Parnassus, why should one go to college? And it's true that a doctor, there are some doctors who are millionaires, there are some doctors, and then again, the doctors who are millionaires are not the real doctors. Yes. And to say that somebody should study medicine as a source of panacea doesn't make sense to my mind. Not only does it make sense to my mind, but I'm telling you that if I knew that a certain doctor studied medicine exclusively for the purpose of panacea, not for the purpose of helping people, I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't entrust my life in his hands. And then, al pi aloche, how can anyone say, study medicine because of panose? One is not allowed to get paid for repair, the same way as one is not allowed to get paid for teaching Torah. Only schabito. Schabito. And these doctors, when they study medicine for the, unfortunately there are so many doctors who study medicine not because they have an inclination to help people, but to make money. So these doctors get paid more from Shabbito. More. I don't think that there is any Rosh Hashiva in the world who gets paid more from Shabbito. It's always below the Shabbito, because a Rosh Hashiva, if he had done anything else, so he would make 5 times as much as a Rosh Hashiva. So Rosh Hashivas, so certainly can get paid. They are allowed to get the salary that they get because they have the heter of Shechar Bito, because it's less than the Shechar Bito. But a doctor, if some doctors are millionaires, that's Shechar Bito. If they wouldn't be doctors, what would they know? Nothing. So that shite, to go to college for panose, I can't accept it. And the reason is why some say that, because the Osafti Vigonecho Hanik Ben Minag Ben Heretz, or as Yerushalmi Priya says, Ubochalto Bachayim Vimnes, Zumnes, so that means for panose, so there is no Yisar of Bitotira, when it's Nigir Panose. But according to what David Anoltit says in his Pirush HaPirkei Avos, that the Heretz doesn't mean Davke Panose. The Heretz Panose is included, because the Heretz means anything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world, and anything that is conducive to his own self-fulfillment. So Panose is also, if somebody has no job, doesn't make a living, so he doesn't have self-fulfillment. But it's not Panose per se. Now, I want to discuss, from a halachic point of view, the union of Bitul Torah, because this is one of the most controversial inyonim in the yeshiva circles. And what I'm going to say, I once mentioned to Rabbeinu Reb Yitzchak Kutner, Zechem Lebrache, who is my Rebbe, in Warsaw, when my father left for America and the family remained in Warsaw, so my father, Zechem Lebrache, asked Rabbeinu Zechem Lebrache to learn with me. So I mentioned it to him, and he liked it so much. And then he told me a few weeks later, he saw that the Yosameach says approximately the same thing. But the Yosameach doesn't express it in the same terms. Now, on one hand, there is a Gemara. There is a Yerushalmi in Peah, and the Rash in Peah mentions that Yerushalmi. In the version of Shio, a Peah of Abikurim, the Aralim, is Mirz Chasodim, the Talmud Peah. The Talmud Peah. Shalu, and that's the Eisei Gemara in Nochas. So let me first mention the Gemara in Nochas. Shoal ben Dome es Rabbi Yishmael ki ninani shalomaditi kol atire kule. That's in Nochas Daf Tzadik Tes. Ma'u she'el meit chochme yivonis. Omalei say it day kshor she'in elein na yin elein na laila. That means when you don't have such a shoal. Elein na yin elein. In other words, she'nema le'yomu sifra tira azem ipicho. So from this Gemara, superficially at least, it appears that one is not allowed to study anything other than Torah. And then there is the Yerushalmi compared to the same effect. Shalu es Rabbi Yehoshua, ma'u she'ilamid odom es bnei yivon. Amar lehem, yilamdenu bishor she'in lo yoyin v'lo yilal. Except that Noches is mentioned Shoal B'Domes Rabbi Yishmael, and here the Yerushalmi says Shoal Es Rabbi Yehoshua. So the Tanoim are different. But the same Shoal, Ma'u She'ilamu Odom Es Bnei Yivonis, Omer Lehem, Yilamdenu Bishor She'in Lo Yoyim V'Lo Yailo, V'Chsiv V'Ogiso Be'Yimon V'Lailo. V'Otame Rabbi Yishmael, U'Bochalto B'Chayim Zunes, Miato also lamei des bayumes, des kashe of Yerushalmi, begin the chsid, v'ogisa bayin om raio, rabbi breid rabchiyah ba'avodo b'shin rabbi Yechanan, v'kli ha-meseyas. So, he says that the reason is why Rabbi Yeshua said he cannot study Chochma Yevonis in Pnei HaMaseiras. What's the Maseiras? That's the more in the coming Noches at the end of Meribah, that the time when there is the war between Hukenus and Aristobulus, so Reish HaMzok in Achot, an assimilated Jew, an Hellenized Jew, who must learn the Chochma Yevonis. So the Shin Kodetsis in the Rekama says B'Shin Goyim, that means Rav Haidon probably, Shin Goyim, Chochma Yevonis, and the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnah say they say the same thing, because the Gemara itself says Loshin Yevonis Lechud and Chochma Yevonis Lechud. So at that time when it's Romaslan, the Chochma Yevonis, so at that time when the Jews in Yerushalayim wanted those who were under the leadership of Hukness, so they wanted to be Makrif Kodonis, so allegedly they were supposed to turn over the Hemis for Kodonis, and instead they turned over Chazar. So at that time the Chachomim made Nisa against studying Chochma Yevonis and all to be Megadol Chazir, because for the same reason. So the Rabbi Goyim says that Chochma Yevonis, the Gemara says, Loshin Yevonis Lechut, Chochma Yevonis Lechut, that was a certain kind of code language that the noblemen in Yobon used, not the regular Greek language that the Chachamim never asked, but a certain code language that was used by the diplomats, by the noblemen, by So, since something happened, something terrible happened as a result of that jockey who was Romesh B'Chokhmi Yibonis, so the Chachomim Asat Chokhmi Yibonis. And then the Rambam Perush HaMishnah in Seita says that this Chokhmi Yibonis doesn't exist in the world anymore. Doesn't exist. In those days it was. So this is what the Shaima says, that the reason as to why Rabbi Yehoshua said that Seir, Bdeik, Shor, Shein, Eloyin, Alayo, and study, Tzodi Chokhmi Yibonis, is because of Amisuras. Is because of Amisuras. But Amisuras, in other words, because if somebody learns Chokhmi Yibonis, so in those days, it would give him an extra incentive to master the Jews, as it happened with the Zokin, because that was the code language that was used by the diplomats, and they used that language in order that no one else should understand what they are saying, so they could master, they could not used to, so because they asked. Now the question arises. So there is a stirring way of doing that Yerushalmi. On one hand, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yehoshua said you're not allowed to study Rechid Vonis because Liyom Musil Karatira as a Mikicho. So then the Gemara is the Kashe. If so, if Liyom Musil Karatira as a Mikicho implies that you have to learn Mame Shein Yom Velayro without a stop, so then how can you learn in English? How can you learn in English? So Yerushalmi should have given you Teres, Rimnes is a special letter, Ubacharta Bachaim Rimnes, but Yerushalmi has to be Kasha. Since there is a passage, Ubacharta Bachaim Rimnes, so Mimele, you couldn't say that the Pshat in the Yom Yishri Paratira Azemi Picho is Mamesh Yim on the Lila without the stop. Because there is no Heter to be Mivatel and Yadam, it's because of Rimnes, if there's such a Aloche, that I don't have to put on tefillin, I don't have to daven because illness. So why should there be in the daven? Of course we could make a distinction, but I'm saying that in Yerushalmi, Pshat in Yerushalmi, so does the Kash of the Yerushalmi, Niyata also in Lamei Dumnes, begin the Chsiv in Yomush, Hatila Azemi Picho, Vatav Zicho, Vatome Rabbi Yishmael, Bachal to Bachal is illness, We have to also learn the greatness, begin the chsiv of this and the name of the Lilo. So the greater the Tchia Bavode, the Shem Rabbi Yechanan. Before I'm serious. But that's not the answer that Rabbi Yeshua gave. So why did Rabbi Yeshua say, say a big Shor Shem Alein al Lilo? Even if he could find a Shor Shem Alein al Lilo, it would still be offer because of Moschus. So there's a still in the day. So it's very difficult. This Yerushalmi, I think, and this is years ago, I mentioned Harab Yitzhak Lechem Lebroche, and he was so interested. Now, let's go over the other Gemara. In the Mishnah, in discussing the Seder, the procedure, every Shabbos, so Kehanim used to come into the Heichal and take away the Lechem Aponim, the old Lechem Aponim, and put on the Shulchan the new Lechem Aponim. So the Mishnah in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes discusses the procedure. The Arbuo Kihani Nechnesim, Shnayim Biyodom, Shnei Zdorim, and Shnayim Biyodom, Shnei Bezichim. Four Kihani entered. So two Kihani had two rows of the Lechem, of the Lechem, in their hands. And then two carried the Bezichim, the French infants, that they had to be Maktia. So they carry. The Abu Magdim Ifnayem and four Kianim preceded them, Shnayim Litil Shnei Zdorim, and Shnayim Litil Shnei Bezichim. In other words, Fokihanim Kitlei Beitlachem and the Bezichim, and Fokihanim Kidam Beitlachem and the Bezichim. Hamachlisim Eidim Bezophim, Bekleim Bidorem, Hamitzim Eidim Bidorem, Bekleim Bezophim, Beilim Eishchim, Beilim Anichim, Bezoch Tifchei Shazeh, Kineget Tifchei Shazeh, Shenema. So the Torah says that the lechem has to be on the shulchan all the time. But how can it be tamed? The halacha is that every Shabbos you take away the old lechem and you put down the new lechem. So the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael say that as the four kehanim took away the old lechem, so they simultaneously at the same time put down the new lechem. So in the way the shulchan was never devoid of lachen. There's never devoid of lachen. So that is done. But they say mayor, after the ill making, the ill manichim, as she is upon. It doesn't matter. Even if, let's say, silk as a yishono shachas, the liach as a chadosho, abis, it's also done. Tamid doesn't mean manish tamid doesn't mean. Tamid means that there shouldn't be a day without lachen on the shulchan. But if early in the morning the kehanim take away the old lachen, and then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon the kehanim put down the new lachen, so it's also tamid. Not like the rabbanim who say that tamid means manish, that the shulchan should not be devoid of lachen even 1 minute. That's what Rabbi Yis. Tani, so the Gemara says Tani. Rabbi Yis Eimer, at the Sirek is Aishon HaShachis, the Sidera Sachadosh HaAvis, Eim Kachlin, El Man Mikayim Mekan Aitomid, Shaleyon Shulchon Goleya. Omar Rabbano, in Dvorov Chol Rabbi Yis in Yilmeid, Afilo Yolish, Shona Odom, El Peri Kachot Shachis, El Peri Kachot HaAvis, Chir Mitzas Leyamush, Sefer HaPira Azam Pichon. So just as Rabbi Yisrael says, that even if he's silik as a Yishon HaShachas, and he liach as a Chadosh HaAvis, even though the Shulchan was devoid of lechem for 10 hours, so it's considered Tamid as long as it wasn't yawning without lechem. So the same thing is true in regard to the mitzvah of Yomish Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicho, the Ogisa B'Yom B'Layo, that if he learns one Perek in the morning and one Perek at night, so it's also the Ogisa B'Yom B'Layo and it's Layomish. So from that Gemara it appears only according to Rabbi Yisrael it's like that. But according to Rabbanan who say, in respect to Lechem Atonim, that Tamid means Mamish Tamid, that the lechem shouldn't be, the shulchan should not be without lechem even for 1 minute. So then, in a similar way, in regard to Yom Yisrael HaTorah Hazeh Mipicho V'Ogisa B'Yom B'Layo, it implies mamish Yom B'Layo, without any stop. That's how it appears. Then, אמר רבי יחנן שמרבשים מיוחלו אפילו לקור האודם על הקרי השמה שחס וארביס כי הם מצלס ליומש. So he mentions a big achidish, because Rabbanu said that from Rabbi Yisrael you can deduce the aloche, that if he learns one sugya, one aloche, perik achad, perik doesn't mean perik like kis barego, the whole perik or lagodo, it means one million. So shachris be'arvis, so he's the kind that suppose he doesn't learn anything, but he just says Krishna, he has to say Krishna anyway, because of the mitzvah of Krishna. So then I could say, he's not the kind of mitzvah of Yomush. So Rabbi Yechmi says, no, even if he doesn't learn any new perek, shachris be'arvis, just he says Krishna, he has to recite it anyway because of the mitzvah of Triashma, so he's also mikayim thereby the mitzvah of Yomush. אפילו לקור האודם, אומר רבי יחנן שמרבשים במיוחד, אפילו לקור האודם, אלו קריא השעה שחי וארביס, כי ימיצס ליומש, לדוב הזה עושה יאים רי בפני המורץ. But you shouldn't finish with Allah at Amoris. Amoris will hear, you say Krishna every day, I'm a kind of Amoris, so he's a big tzaddik without learning, so you stop learning, so you're not allowed to mention it before an amount. The Rebbe Omar, mitzvah lay mention amorous. Well, this is on the contrary, it's a mitzvah to mention for amorous. Why? Because that will motivate amorous, will induce amorous to learn more and more Torah. The amorous we hear, by saying Kriya Shema, you are already making a mitzvah, or Chaspam Lechamo, if you learn over and above Krishna, so you certainly get a lot of stuff. So it's mitzvah lay mention with amorous. Then the Gemara mentions the story Shal ben Dome ben Achisi Shabbat Shmuel, like Yerushalmi, except the Yerushalmi mentioned it in connection with Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara Limochas mentioned it in connection with Rabbi Shmuel. Shal ben Dome ben Achisi Shabbat Shmuel, Jinani Shalamaniti Paratir Kule, Nau Nil Mitrok Nivonis, Korol of Amitra Azeh, Leyomish Sifaratira Azeh Mitricho, Vergise Beyum Elayla. Say it big. Shaw Shane Loya in the Loya in Nibokhmi. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the in the Yerushalmi pay, so Abusif Shaw Matinson in Zagreus, he has the cash. In the Gemara in Brochas, has that one at hey. Come on, Rabbon. You're safe to go now, Matamudena. The fish and Emma, you must see for a tear as a Piro, Yochil Dorim Kirsova. See, the Torah says, you must see that tear as a Piro, but this is a liar. So I could say, you can't do anything else, you only have to learn. You can be Hirish, you can be Zerela, you can be Mithea. You have to learn. And Lema, you're safe to go now, Hanig Ben Milan Berchers. Give a Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoya Yimeir, Efshar Odom Chirish Bishas Rishe, Vizireya Bishas Rie, Vikeitza Bishas Ksire, Vidosh Bishas Dishe, Vizeyre Bishas Ruach, Toiro Matei Oleo, Elo Bizman Shil Yisroel Reisim Ritzini Shal Mokim, Nilachti Nasis Al Biachirim, Shenema Abiyom Dizorim Dirol Tzimchem, ובזמן שאין בישראל מצמצים שעומקים, נרחתם לאסיס על בעצמם, שנאמר ואוספתי בגנחו, ולא יעיד, אלא שמלכס אחרים לאסיס על יודם, שנאמר ועבד וסיבכו. אומר הבאי, הרבה יוסי כרבי ישמור על בלי סבי יודם, כרב שימן בן יכולי ולא יעיד סבי יודם. אומר לי רובה, לרבון עום במטוסי מנהיכה, יהיה מניסים בלי מתישכה, לא יעיד. Rebbe said to the Rabbanon that they shouldn't come to learn Torah by Yom Nisan and Tishrei, because Yom Nisan and Tishrei were busy days on the field. So the Meile, you shouldn't come. You come to other months when you're not busy on the field. Now, so Rabbi Yosef Shaul Atzisen says that there is a stira between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel, and between Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai here, Rabbi Shmuel in Brocha says, "V'yosafti v'gon lecho hanig b'min elecheretz." In other words, you are allowed to be involved in work. And you don't have to be involved only in Torah learning. You have to be chirish, bishas chirishe, and zereya, bishas riyah, mitiyah, bishas mitiyah. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, on the other hand, he appears to say now, in Odom Chiri Bishas Chishe, Vizereya Bishas Rie, Vikeitze Bishas Ksire, Vidosh Bishas Dishe, Vizereya Bishas Oluach, Tir Mati Allah. So, superficially it appears that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, no, you cannot do anything, you only have to enter. Because if you are Achiri Bishas Rishe, and Yazreya Bishas Rie, and Nitiya Bishas Nitiya, so Tir Mati Allah. But then in Yerushalmi, the opposite appears to be the case. There the Yerushalmi mentions that Yerushalmi and, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi together with Gemara Noches, the Gemara Noches, they say the same thing. So Rabbi Shmuel and his nephew, Ben Dome asked him, Pinani Shalomariti Koyatere Kule, Now Sheikh, now Mikhok Mivoni, so he said, no, say it big, Shoshin Ayim 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 Ayim, that means you can do it. He can do it. So Rabbi Shmuel in Noches and in Yerushalayim says that Leyomish means Mamish Leyomish. And the same Rabbi Shmuel in Broches, he says, no, that Leyomish doesn't mean Yochel Vorem Kitzobon. Talmudena was up to the Nechos, so there is an outright spirit between Rabbi Shmuel and Broches, who says that Leyomish Likicho does not mean Kitzitei, and Rabbi Shmuel and Noches and Yerushalayim and Keir, who says that Leyomish means Mamas Kitzitei. You can't study anything. You can't do anything. That's one stira. Then there is a stira between Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Here in the Broche and Minoch, here in the Gemara in Broche says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, in Odom Chirin Vishas Rishe, Vizereya Vishas Rishe, Vinitea Vishas Litea, Teiro Matea now. But the question is, so how do we make a living? Melach Nas Zalachir. So he says that the Yomish means Kipshutei. And there, Rabbi Yechanan says in Menoches, Rabbi Yechanan in Menoches, the same Gemara in Menoches. So he says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Afu Mikora Krishna Al Shachri Vlalus, so Tim is the Yomish, so it's Baba Vipuche, in Rabbi Shmuel, and in Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. From the Gemara in Brachas it appears that Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says that the Yomish doesn't mean Mamish. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai says no, it means Kipshutei. From the Gemara in Menoches it appears that Rabbi Shmuel was the one who told them Domek. Rabbi Shmuel, who told Ben Dome, the same Rabbi Shmuel who says here it's not Kipshutei, told Ben Dome that Leyomush means Kipshutei. And the same Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai who says that Leyomush means Kipshutei, so Rabbi Yechanan said in his name, after he called a Kriyash by Shachi Ve'aris, so he's killing his Leyomush. So this Shalom happens in his Agoyis and Yerushalayim and Keir says that he's still in the precious. And he considers it as a Kushiyatsu. Now, if we take notice of the Rambam in Ruchas Talmud Torah, so we can find the parents to resolve that apparent theory. The Rambam in Great Aleph Ruchas Talmud Torah, Halacha Ches, says, Kolish mi Yisrael chayu b'talmud Torah, b'inoni b'inoshi, b'inshalom b'gufei b'in b'al Yisurim, בין יוחור בין שהוא יזוקה ומגודל שתוששכיחי אפילו הלאום משם מסתרניס מנצדוקה ומחזר לפסוחים ואפילו דלישו ובונים חייב מקפיע לזמן לתלמתירו בלים ובלילה שלמה ואוגיסה בלים ובלילה שלום זה רמים say that every Jew has to study day and night ממש doesn't say that he says he has to be כבי הזמן לתלמתירו כבי הזמן the רמים doesn't say what does Kibbiyah's man mean? What does Kibbiyah's man? Half an hour, 2 hours. What, he says, Mikriyah is man. But he certainly spells out that not every Jew is mechuyev to study all the days and all the hours in the day and all the hours in the night. That he spells it out explicitly. He has to be Kibbiyah's man with him. And that's the Gemara in Shabbos. Be sure should Adam Nichnas in the Madutim, but on the days, be sure, so, should Nichnas Adam redeem in the day of judgment, so he is asked, Kovato Nitin Yatayo, Nososa Vinosata Biamulo, Kovato Nitin Yatayo. So, the chiyuv incumbent upon every Jew is only to be Kibbeya Nitin Yatayo, not to study Yemon Belayla Mamash. But then, the Rambam, in Pergimu Milchus Talmud Torah, Alocha Dov says, Misha Nose Livu Mikai, Mitzvah Zukorov, Mien Smukta Mikasatero, Leyosi Arbaite Mitzvah Nachirin, Leyosi Nalibay, Sheyikne Tero, Inoisha Ba'akovet Yachs. Kachi Darko Shotero, Kazba Melech Ticha, Olum Bailim Sura Tishte, Ve'al Oretz Tishon, Bichai Tzar Tichye, Uvatiro Atomeyo, ולא ילך הדבר מפניה, וליאת הגנחיר מבטל ממנו, וירבי סתירו ירבי סשכר. והשכר לפי הצער. So here the Rambam says, "Nishemose libe likai mitzvah zu koro." ומי יסמוכת בכסתיה, ויוסי הביתי לדבור מאחרים, ויוסי מהליבי שיקנה תירו עם האישה בעקוד כעס. So it only applies to special people, to those people who are terosim noset, who are ready and qualified to be מוכת בכסר של תירו. Every Jew can be מוכת בכסר של תירו. תחזניש can be מוכת בכסר של תירו. My uncle Ragov, the Briska Rav, can be mukta because of prayer. But every Jew, and even if he's a student in yeshiva, he's a kollel, so he's ready to be mukta because of prayer. That would be ridiculous to say that. So, apparently, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different than any other mitzvah in the Torah. Any other mitzvah in the Torah, so there's no difference between the Godly Bnei Yisrael and the Kringu, Tfilin. All right, Tfilin is also crying. So, not everybody today, nobody today is qualified to wear the Tfilin the whole day. So, it's because we are not in the Madrege. But the mitzvah son crying applies to every Jew. Let's say Tfilin, I mean, every mitzvah. So it's the same mitzvah to the God Labor, and to help the faith in the shade mind. Mashiach can be covered from Kira. There are two aspects of Talmud Torah. There is a Kirma Mitzvah of the Yomush vis-a-vis the Ever Jew. So there, now the Ritva in Dorim says that when Rabbi Yechanan says Nishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai after we call all the Krishna Shachris the Arvis is Kirma Mitzvah of the Yomush. So that's only if Trickle is Shait. In other words, he's busy, he has to work, and he has no time to learn, just to say Krishna, that's all. So then he's Mikhail Yomesh with Krishna. But if he's Litrikal Shaitai, he's not Mikhail. He's not Mikhail, the mitzvah of Yomesh. So I saw some, they say that from this mitzvah it's mashma, that only if Trickle Shaita, if he couldn't make a living otherwise, so then he can be kind. But if he could make a living, so then he has to learn Yemon the Lion Amish. I don't think that's the right shot in the Ritva. You see the Ramban, he only mentions the Kriya Limitim Mitim. So, and then from the Gemara Minochas is Mashma, because Ravane says Nidvor Shal Rabbi Yisim Yomeid, after Nishono Ala Pirik Yachod Shachis, Pirik Yachod Arvi Iskir Misri Yomosh. Then Rabbi Yechan says, Mishayim Rabbi Shimon Yehoye, not only call Yom HaPirik Yachod, but even if he didn't learn anything, he just recited Trishmi. So there is still a spot there, Machlekes, between Ravane and Rabbi Yechan, it's not Mashma. So the Ritva says, no, there is no Mashma. The mitzvah vis-a-vis the average Jew is to be kibei ha'itim. What does kibei ha'itim mean? Kibei ha'itim means perik yachod shachris, perik yachod arvis. The Tzemach Tzedek, on Mishnayos, he says that kriyas ha'itim means half an hour. Shachris and half an hour at night. That's the minimum. How does he get that shiur of half an hour? So he mentions a medrash that reis is echod michovdalo b'yei. And the yei, we are talking about an equinox day that has 12 hours. So if ace is 1/24th of the day of 12 hours, so it's half an hour. All right, but that's a bit chidish. So Ravane, so whatever. Kriyas ha'itim means whether it means perik yachod, as Ravane says, or as the Tzemach Tzedek says, that it means half an hour and eights. But if he doesn't learn anything, just as Krishna is not in kind. But if Trikal and Shaitai, so then he can be Yetzer with Kriyas ha'itim in the Torah with the Krishna too. But the Ritva doesn't mean that if it's late Trikal and Shaitai, so every Jew is Mechuyev. Is Mechuyev to learn Yimon Olayon Amish. No Rishon says that. So, I said that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has two aspects. An aspect of Talmud Torah vis-a-vis every Jew. So then the Chiyuv is the Kriya Yitim the Torah. Whatever the Kriya Yitim the Torah means, whether it means Perek Yachot, or it means Echemah, or the Tzemach Tzedek says. But if it's literally shaitel, so then even kriya shachris kriya shma shachris ve'arvis, so is also considered kriya sitting in the Torah. But the mitzvah vis-a-vis the every Jew is kriya sitting in the Torah. Not so vis-a-vis the every Jew, the yomosh doesn't mean keep shooting. But then vis-a-vis the yachid in smule, who are in the madrege of being mukta b'kisre shal teiro, they are yomosh implies mamish yomom alayim. And the Rabbi Shimon Meir, there is no machlekes between there is no machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel in Brochel Dachon and Hei and Rabbi Shimon Yochai. They are not chaylik, there is no machlekes. But one Mara Machode and Mara Machode will not plead it. Rabbi Shmuel mentions that the chiyuv of the Yomush vis-a-vis the every Jew. So vis-a-vis the every Jew is not the Madrid to be mukta b'kisre shel Torah. So the Yomush means kiyasit in the Torah. So he says, ליומוש הסירם ככה, יוכל ככסבי, יימו מלאו ממש, תלמידים עד הסף פלגונחו, if it would mean, יימו מלאו ממש, so there couldn't be a בסף פלגונחו, so when it's סף פלגונחו, so he has to figure out exactly how much חנישה he has to do in order to make a living. And then he'll be told, anymore you're not allowed, you're not allowed, you're not allowed, you're not allowed, that's inconceivable. So, vis-a-vis every Jew, the Yomush means kiyasit in the Torah. Bishas hatchak, when the Manush has no time, otherwise he will not be able to make a living. So then, even kiyash shachris v'arvis, so is considered kiyasit in the Torah. But if it's not bishas hatchak, so kiyasit in the Torah means kiyasit in the Torah, not reciting shachris v'arvis, that he has to recite anyway, apart from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's Rabbi Shmuel. Then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is not like Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, if everybody, including the dear Yisrael, who are ready to be muchta b'kisre shel Torah, will have to be chayrish b'shor shel miyodam chayrishim. Imagine, if the chazmish, the kriskarov, Reb Chaim, the yosameach, we don't have to go out in the field chayrish b'shashtriye, and chayrish b'shashchishe, and zereya b'shashtriye, sartero matayo lao. So, vis-a-vis those Yechid and Zbulo who are ready, and they are inclined and disposed to do that. So then the Yomush has another meaning. The Yomush means Mamish. But, and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Pirkei Shishi, Mishnah Hei, I think, said, they were Teiro min Akunam Ramaochus, because Teiro is Niknes in Chesbon. One of the Memchest Bolim in French, Teiro's nickness is B'nir Da'acharetz. B'nir Da'acharetz. What does Da'acharetz mean? Da'acharetz according to... But Da'acharetz doesn't mean just Panose. Panose, a job, making a living is one item in Da'acharetz. Da'acharetz means, according to Rav David Yanogi, anything that is conducive to Yishu Ba'ilom or to his own self-fulfillment. So vis-a-vis a regular Jew, so there is no requirement near the heart. If somebody wants to work many hours in a day and make more money, so he's allowed. He wants to work 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, he's allowed. But vis-a-vis someone who is ready to be mukta b'kisre shel Torah, so then, to him also, the teeth tearing the harrison applies. As a matter of fact, I have it in the Maron case. Cases he showed in Yumedak Behei, the Baramastro, Chuba Baye, in Yumatipur. So there, the case he showed mentions in Achlekes between Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Nachon. When the Mishnah says, teeth tearing the harrison, So Rabbi Nachon says, since the lesson of the Mishnah is teif tirum b'acharet, so it means לאחר הצדיק. אם לבית יסטרס תספן מורטן מיד אחר העץ, תלם פה, דן, רבותם שס, תצין קנסילו. In my opinion, there is no machlokes. Because there are two kiyumim in the Yomush. One in respect to an ordinary Jew, and one in respect to Yechid Yisgula, to the Tero, who are ready to be Mukhtar the Kisra Shatero. Vis-a-vis the every Jew, so Yomush means Kiyasit Yitero. Some male but the Safti Ganacho Hanik Berlin and the Chaz Shiyodom Chirish Bishas Chirishe Bizaria Bishas Rie. So there, as Rabbi Nochon says, so it means the Chaz Vika, not Chas Vishoem the Ikea in the value of Chas Vishoem, but Ikea in the sense of time allocated to the Chaz. Because if every Jew, after all, it's not in Nisan Mashiach as yet. So, then Nisan Mashiach, the whole Benayach, we need Adishem, the Rafshon Benayach, and then we won't have any problem with the Yishuv Eirom. We won't have any problem. But now, before Nisan Mashiach, so we can't aspire that the whole Benayach, we need Adishem, that every Jew should be going to Yisrael, Mukhtar B'Kesar Shatero. We don't have to close our eyes and to say, yeah, every Jew, okay, should be good in Israel. I mean, that's impossible. So there, when he says Hamid ben Minel v'acharet, so it means that he should be primarily in terms of time, not Chas v'Sholem in dedication, but in terms of time. So Yodam Chirei v'Shas Chirei v'Zareya v'Shas Rie. Imagine if every Jew will spend most of the time learning, and just an hour a day on Chish is reality, so the world will not be built. But on the other hand, vis-a-vis the Yechid Begbeir, who are ready to be Mukhtar B'Kisra Shatero, they will cannot say most of the time should be spent in their hearts. There, so most time has to be spent in Torah. But Hamid in their hearts, so there is new their hearts. So one of the 48 prerequisites for being Mukhtar B'Kisra Shatero is the new their hearts. That's why the Rambam says, שנושא ליבי תגידו מלכס תלמותי הלך הדוד מי שנושא ליבי לקיים מצווה זו קורא ולסמוך דה בקסר תירו ליוסי הדייטי לדברים אחרים וליוסי מהליבי שיקנה תירו עם האיש הבא הכובד כאחס כך ידע רכו של תירו ואז במלך תריכה למים ומשור התפסטה ועל אורס תישון וחייצה תחיה ובתיר את עומר ואלוהי, הולך עד אבל לגמר, וליאת בן חיירים, ליבות ממנו. So here, ליוסי הדייט לדבר אחר, not כריסית מתאה. אני, כבר חזניש, כריסית מתאה. יצאים אל אלוהי המלך. He has to be steeped in Torah learning, but need a חרץ. But just a minimum. איזה מינימום? ויוסי מהליבי שיקנתי רואי מהאיש הבא כבד כאחס. The Rambam say that in respect of the Jew, you cannot become rich. You only have to work and do as much business that is necessary for you to make a living. I don't think that any of Rosh Hashiva, any of them say that in regard that one is only allowed to involve himself in business in a minimum way. Why? Because he is not in the Madrege to be Mukhtar B'Kisra Shatero, so then he can become an Osher also. As long as he becomes a Moshe, with the right means, not Chas V'Sholem, if he resorts to fraud and other means. So it's all right, nothing wrong in Rebbe Mechavetz Hashem, on the contrary, if you do it the right way. So that is also mitzvah. And the boy Mishnah Simeon says, Hanim Yacharetz doesn't mean just to make panasa, even for Avoch, to become rich. Why not? Let him become rich and let him spend the money for good things. So, but not in regard to Yechidus Gula, to those who are ready to be Muchta, the Kisrei Shel Teiro. So they are Yosim Alibay Shedikne Teiro Moisha Ba'akov Kachas. Because one of the prerequisites for Kisrei Shel Teiro is, for Kisrei Shel Teiro is, that new dachas. But that does not mean that the Rosh Yeshiva should be under